Katie hadn't set foot on Harvard's campus since her older brother's suicide. It was the place where Eric had eaten his last meal, dreamed his last dream, taken his last breath. The sight of the red brick dormitories, a picture postcard of collegiate perfection to so many, made her heart pound. For her, it wasn't a college. It was a haunted house. And today, she was moving in. Katie couldn't let her doubts show as they drove into Harvard Yard. The sun-dappled quadrangle and its ancient elms were festooned with red balloons, and a big crimson banner reading, "Welcome, Harvard, 2022. She reminded herself that she'd wanted this, insisted on it, sworn that she could handle it, bet everything on it. Yet her knee bounced in the back seat as her father parked right outside her freshman dormitory, Weld Hall. She spied his face in the rearview mirror, his eyes weary, his jowls gray and unshaven. His sister, Katie's Aunt Laura, sat in the front passenger seat. Katie's mother remained home in Pennsylvania, too angry at her daughter to come today. Maybe that was for the best. Seeing her mother's face would have made Katie lose her nerve. "Look at this parking spot. I told you I was good for something," Aunt Laura said with a wink. A car accident in her 20s had left her paraplegic, and she used a wheelchair, hence the parking privileges, although Katie never thought of her as handicapped. Laura possessed an irrepressibly positive outlook, a trait to be tested today. She had come ostensibly to lend the use of her giant van, but Katie knew it was to fill in for her mother, and she was grateful. Her father yanked up the emergency brake and took a heavy breath.
"Ready?"
Katie got out and helped Laura into her wheelchair as her father went around to the back of the van, their solemn mood at odds with everyone around them. On the front steps of her new dorm, she noticed a boy posing for a photograph with six smiling relatives. A blonde girl standing in the bed of a pickup laughed as she pushed a boxed futon toward her father, who waited on the ground, wearing a Harvard t-shirt with his cowboy boots and Stetson. A tall boy in a Lakers jersey wiped his mother's happy tears from her cheeks. Katie envied them. They didn't have to fake it. She joined her father at the rear of the van and saw him hauling out her green duffel bag. "Oh, I'll take that one," she said. She hoped not too eagerly.
"I got it. You get the roller suitcase."
"No, Dad, seriously." Katie grabbed hold of the nylon straps and he looked at her, puzzled. Then she deployed the head tilt and tone her mother had perfected. "You're back." He held tight for a moment before he relented and let her have it.
"All right, but only because I haven't been doing my exercises."
"When did my little bro get so old?" Laura teased. "You know some people say back pain can be psychological."
"Then I blame you two," he said.
Katie's dorm room was Weld 23, only the second floor. Only, she caught herself. She couldn't help but think of the height. The elevator was crowded, so her father decided to wait, but people made room for Aunt Laura to wheel on and Katie to squeeze in after her, hugging the duffel close to her chest. Laura held a laundry hamper filled with linens on her lap. "Nice that they have an elevator," she said to Katie. It was her official duty to point out every good thing that day. A middle-aged man overheard.
"You know what was in this space before it was an elevator? JFK's freshman dorm room. He went from Weld to the White House."
He slapped the back of his reed-thin son.
"Might have the next president right here. Right, Max?"
His son's face reddened, and Katie's heart went out to him. The elevator doors pinged open. Katie and Laura exited, and Laura broke into a grin. God, can you imagine being here with a young JFK living down the hall? He must have been dreamy. He was probably a horn dog even then, though. The first image Katie could conjure of JFK was the last moment of his life, the grainy footage of him waving from that car. She tried to imagine him as a young man her age, full of the nerves and excitement she saw on every face around her. If someone had told him he would be president, would he have blushed like that boy in the elevator? Or would he have owned it? Did he sense he was bound for greatness? If someone had told him he would be assassinated, would he still have wanted that future? Although, Laura continued, if you were looking for sexy Kennedy ghosts, you should have gone to Brown. That's where John went. He was the best looking of them all. I had such a crush on him. Oh, right. Katie remembered. His son, too. And his brother. And his other brother sort of killed that girl. Maybe that was what started it. A lot of ghosts in that cursed family. So far, only one ghost in the Archers. Were they cursed, too?